listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott. And today we're joined by Davi Vitella, a child life specialist with Intermountain at Primary Children's Hospital. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, for sure.
So many things are different right now because of the coronavirus pandemic. We have mask wearing happening from, you know, county to county, business to business, and then especially within the healthcare community. PPE is crucial and has now really become a major staple in the lives of healthcare workers, inside and outside of the hospital walls. And so, you know, when we talk about our children and the things that we're trying to explain to them and the questions that they're asking that we're trying to answer, some things can seem a little scary for them. Things are different.
Right.
And you know, as we know, sometimes it can already be a little intimidating or scary to go to the doctor's office or go to the hospital. And now they're seeing it in a little bit of a different environment as well. What are some of the things, you know, that you guys are doing just to help kind of ease the minds, not only of parents bringing their children, but then
right.
also, you know, for the children coming to see the doctor as well?
Yeah, so what we did here is a group of us created a coloring book that's basically explaining PPE, the personal protective equipment, and then why it's important for us to wear them and that it protects us. So this coloring book is really great in that we're using things kids are familiar with, right? It's crayons and a coloring book to explain something that's a little less familiar, and they have space even towards the end of the coloring book to talk about their emotions, because there's a lot of mixed emotions going around right now. So we also want to give them space to express those emotions so we know how to best support them in that way as well. And the coloring book is great for kind of your elementary school-aged kids because it's very concrete and visual. And that's really what these kiddos at that age need. They need something concrete and visual to see because they're not really great with the abstract concepts quite yet.
Yeah. I think that coloring book would be great for some adults too, right?
Yeah. I mean, adult coloring is becoming a thing. I actually have one on my desk right now.
See?
I even use it.
But yeah. No, but that's great because like you're saying, it is visual and concrete for them. It's something tangible that they're doing an arts and crafts project that is familiar
right.
to them, but then also you're able to utilize it as that educational tool for them to realize, okay, this isn't scary, or this, you know, this is something I can understand a little better now. What are some of the questions maybe that you've had from parents with children, or even some of the children coming in saying, you know, oh, this is different than last time?
Right, yeah. So I think some of the main differences that parents are having questions about are, you know, everything that we're wearing now, because one of those things we wear sometimes if a kid's actually getting tested for coronavirus is what's called a PAPR suit. And it is basically like a kid could see it as a kind of a crazy spacesuit. And so that's a big difference when kids get tested for that and the questions that they have about that. And so really with some adults and children, it's just kind of trying to explain, you know, why this is so important. It's important to protect ourselves, to help stop the spread of the disease. And with children, you just want to use clear, easy language, very simple, like protecting our bodies, protecting our skin, the masks protect our nose and mouth. And so you just, again, want to use very simple language with children so it's easy to understand. And you do want to allow them to ask questions and have a discussion about it, right? Because if they see these things but nobody's explaining them, then they become even scarier because they're going to make up a story in their head about, you know, why is this going on? Nobody's telling me about it. So you do want to take the time to explain it because it benefits them in the long run.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it is so important to be able to let them ask their questions. You know, little minds can run wild in their imaginations, and you know, like you're saying, it looks kind of like a funky spacesuit or maybe something they've seen in, you know, a sci-fi movie or something very unfamiliar than maybe the normal unicorn scrubs that they would see, you know, walking in.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. And so really it's just explaining these things and keeping the communication open between everyone so that these things are explained and they can kind of be like, okay, I get this. I understand why. It's even kind of silly sometimes, so we can move forward.
Yeah. And using that language for them to, you know, just, you know, breaking it down so that they can understand and so that they're not scared. The last thing, of course, any parent or medical provider wants to do is scare a child, especially in a situation that's already wild to start with. So I like, you know, the terminology that you're using. You know, we're just going to protect our skin or, you know, protect our hands or whatever that looks like.
Right. Yes. So like gloves protect our hands and goggles protect our eyes. So it's very simple language. And sometimes that's really all children need to be okay with it, is just a simple explanation. And then sometimes they move on to the next coloring book page or whatever they're doing. And they're like, oh, okay, done. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, you're that the coloring book that you guys have created walks these children, you know, all the way through all that, answers those questions, or it might even spark some questions that they maybe didn't think of off the bat, or it was kind of churning in their brain of, you know, how do I ask this? And so it can also start the dialogue between a child and a parent or a child and a healthcare provider as well, which I think is great.
Yeah. And I mean, you can even start these conversations at home before you even come here. So for kind of that elementary aged group, again, there are some really great activities. If you search online for the term glitter germs, you're going to find so many activities that use glitter as the germs to, again, give them a visual of how germs spread. You put glitter on them and then let them touch. You might want to do this outside if you don't want glitter everywhere, but you, you know, let them go around the room and touch things and then clean it and see, does it work better with soap? Yes. Than just water, just a dry rag. And so it's teaching them about this in, again, a very visual, concrete way so that they understand some of the terms they're now hearing in the general public.
Right, absolutely. So how, as a parent or, you know, maybe someone who watches children and they've had questions about this, you know, how do we get our hands on these coloring books? How do we get these into our kids' hands?
So the coloring books can be found on the Intermountain Healthcare website. So if you go to Intermountain and search for the coloring book, it should come up right there. You should find links to it. And there's an English and a Spanish version. So it's even, we're trying to like kind of get this out in the public as best we can to all communities.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and walking us through a fun tool that, you know, we can all utilize. Just to kind of help explain a little more and make it a little less scary for our kids. So we do. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, all right. You stay safe. Again, Davi, with a child life specialist with Intermountain, appreciate you joining us, talking about, you know, how we can just ease the minds of our little ones during some of these different and, you know, kind of scary times with all the masks and gloves and PPE. So thank you so much. That concludes the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.